Welcome to another episode of Time to Gather.
Time has come on the earth for death to lose its grip, for the people of Yahweh to gather again, and a time of compassion begin. The time has come on the earth for death to lose its grip, for the people of Yahweh to gather again, and a time of compassion begin.
Why is it that some people seek to make themselves first or preeminent amongst others? Why is it that some people always want to be elevating themselves and thinking themselves as greater or better over other people? You know, what do you call that? Okay, so here's an example of the beginnings of the demise of what we would call the first century church or first century Ada. And so one thing to establish is that what the scriptures in English call church is more accurately expressed in the word Ada, which is Hebrew for community, beehive, and has its origins in a circle, or be depicted as a church, which comes from a word that originates in its meaning of circle. And so you get a greater understanding when you can call the church referencing as a community versus a building in which you go to sit in pews, and that whole thing that we've just been talking about is the basis. And so the demise of the Ada, the demise of the church, started seemingly about 40 years after its beginnings. And the beginnings of what we know to be of the church, or the Ada, is its reference in Acts 2:44 and 4:32. It simply just states that all who believed in the Messiah and all who believed ultimately in the atoning sacrifice of Yahshua the Messiah, who then therefore could be free from their selfishness, they lived together and they shared all things in common, and there was no rich or poor among them. That was what the community was. That was what the church was. That was what the Ada was. And all those who believed, as it says in Acts 4:32, were of one heart, one soul. They had the same sentiment. They were together. There was no divisions amongst them. They were a united front. That is ultimately the vehicle that turned the world upside down. It challenged the whole Roman Greek world during its time frame. And so that was what we reference back to as the original pattern. And it is our hearts to restore that pattern to its fullness once again. And so you could see in the scriptures the demise of that pattern. And John, the apostle, wrote in 3 John, and he says, I write to the church. Okay, so there's that word church, community. I write to the Ada. But Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind his deeds, which he does, prating, as some translations say, against us with malicious words, and not content with that, he himself does not receive the brothers, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church, putting them out of the community, kicking them out ultimately. You know, and so I don't know the fullness of obviously what happened during that time. That man, Diotrephes, was as a type of other men like him who came in,
right,
who did not recognize the authority and the wisdom that was in the original apostles. They somehow stopped realizing that they were the source of the vine, of the good sap, the life-giving spirit, as Yahshua taught his disciples, you know, to go and make disciples, teaching them to obey all the things that they were commanded. And so apart from the apostles, there was no grapes, so to speak. And you had men like Diotrephes who rose up, who actually were malicious towards those who intimately knew Yahshua, which is absolutely crazy that you could actually think that. But that's ultimately what happens today. They wanted to be the soul connection.
Right.
They wanted to be the apostles. They wanted the recognition of the authority. And so they basically kicked people out of the communities at that time, or they had hard words. But you had, thankfully, you had men like John who were courageous enough to go and speak the truth and love to these men and say, hey, what is going on? Why are you thinking this way? Or you're being proud, rebuking them, correcting them. And so, you know, eventually, if you corrected somebody like Diotrephes, you end up getting killed. You end up being a heretic and slaughtered, burned at the stake, as all the apostles were done. They were, you know, they died in their faith.
What you're saying, Diotrephes was the man that was spoken of in 2 Corinthians 11:3. It says, actually, 2 Corinthians 11:3 and 4 says, I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Messiah.
Right.
So somehow Diotrephes was able to lead them away from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Messiah. He was one, as in verse 4, it says, if one comes and preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you bear this beautifully. So somehow Diotrephes came in preaching another gospel, a different spirit. He had a different Messiah. He actually led them astray to a false Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
It says in verse 13, describing Diotrephes more and people like him, such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Messiah. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds.
Right.
And so somehow there was a false apostleship coming in as the Nicolaitan system to lead people astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Messiah. And the simplicity and purity of devotion to Messiah was seen in Acts 2:44 and Acts 4:32. And actually even more so in 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15, that they would no longer live for themselves, but they would live for the one who died and rose again on their behalf. But the one who died and rose again on their behalf said, if you love me, then feed my sheep.
Right.
If you love me, then love one another.
As I have loved you.
As I've loved you.
Right.
That's what they did initially, but something led them astray from that simplicity and purity of devotion. Like, it was as simple as just loving your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It was as simple as living for your friend instead of yourself. But something came in to cause their focus to become power-oriented.
Right.
Ultimately, they were wanting to build something. They were wanting to build the kingdom, just like the Tower of Babel. Like, here you have the Tower of Babel. Nimrod comes in to, yeah, unite the people and bring them together and then build this huge empire, a kingdom, and build this tower to heaven. And that same spirit came in with people like Diotrephes and the false apostles that came in, the Nicolaitan system, causing them to try to build the kingdom, but apart from devotion to Messiah,
mm-hmm.
in their own strength. They tried to build the kingdom in their own strength, but the heart was lost. It became something that was just mere legalism. It was no longer a matter of the heart. They stopped having Ephesians 4, 2, and 3. It says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, forbearing with one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
Right.
They stopped being able to forbear with one another. They, mm-hmm. Their focus drifted away from simply preserving the bonds of unity and the Spirit of peace. And it became something where they wanted to have that magnificent society that turned the world upside down, but apart from paying the cost of no longer living for themselves and simply pouring their lives out on one another, it became something of self-glory.
Right.
Rather than self-denial.